95.3 The Bullet, Steve Summers.
And Ryan Sartori.
Your morning stampede, and I'm a little nervous because someone is actually looking at our skin right now and checking us out.
Yeah, well, it's nerve-wracking when you don't do anything to your skin ever, and then people who do stuff to skin all the time start looking and analyzing, and you're like, oh, God, what are they going to say?
Yeah, well, Bree and Cindy are here from Meraki Salon and Spa. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Good morning.
We're good.
All right, so what would you do with our skin? Is a complete skin peel? Do we need the whole enchilada?
We would refer you to our estheticians that work in our shop.
Oh, there you go. That's not good news.
No, it's not good news at all.
But there's a referral. That's not good.
You guys actually have great skin, so don't let them fool you. It looks great.
Well, you just gained another couple of minutes of airtime with that comment, yeah. So thank you.
So the big question is, we use compliments as currency.
Meraki Salon and Spa. How did you come up with the name Meraki, and what's the meaning of it?
Well, Meraki was something that we kind of, you know, did a dive into looking for names that had meaning and inspiration. And Meraki actually means to do something with love, creativity, and soul. And that just seemed to encompass the entire beauty industry and what we were trying to do for people. We wanted to make sure that people that were coming to our salon came and felt like they were gaining more than just a nice hairstyle. You know, they were actually walking out of there feeling strong and comfortable and confident in themselves. And that's what Meraki was.
Right. So, and more than just jokes about our skin and stuff like that. You guys primarily do hair at Meraki, correct?
We do. Yes.
Yeah. So we're full service. However, we have the majority of the girls who work there are all hairstylists just because that's the bigger space. But we do have 6 treatment rooms. So we have estheticians, massage, nails, and then, yeah, pretty much any hair service. Am I forgetting?
So if I walked in there, I would just say, give me the works.
Yep, and then you would get it off.
And
yep.
They would break out a machete and trim that beard. It would be the first thing they would do.
Or some shears or something.
Some
like
shears.
A sheep. I don't know.
So we're highlighting women in business and just women in general in the month of March. So, Cindy, are you the owner of the Meraki?
Myself and Bree are both the owners.
Okay,
we're
great.
We're co-owners. We're also mother-daughter duo. And the interesting thing about Meraki is that all of our girls that work at the salon are also independent business owners. So we rent our space to those girls. So there are 19 independent business owners within our salon.
Any unusual experiences trying to start up a business versus being a man in the business? I mean, are there a lot of men in beauty and salons?
There are, and we did have a couple at the beginning of our business. They kind of weeded out and do their own thing now. Barbering is huge right now.
Business.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It's super big, which is great that guys are, you know, finally
trying to take care of themselves.
Yeah,
finally,
exactly,
right?
Take care of themselves.
Who, me?
We all look at you.
Yeah, so we just happen to only have females right now, but we have had a handful of guys work for us. But yeah, ours is more interesting just because we opened in 2019 and finished our renovations a couple of months before the pandemic hit. So that, I would say that's the most interesting thing about our opening, is just trying to navigate that and survive, like
getting shut down.
Yeah, second did, we open and
you open up
zero.
A business and then a pandemic starts and nobody can get their haircut anymore.
Yeah,
great business model, ladies.
Yeah. I know, it was great.
So, and unfortunately for us, because we were not an employee-based business, we didn't qualify for any of the PPPs or any of the government assistance that was out there.
So what was that survival project like? That had to be crazy.
A nightmare.
Terrible. Yeah.
It's so, like, clear out your savings, try to keep floating, pray.
But you made it, and now it looks like you guys are really rolling. Meraki is everywhere. Yep. You hear that name a lot.
Yes. Yeah, Meraki is. We have definitely been blessed and very grateful for what we've been able to do with this time. It taught us a lot of great lessons, too. So,
what would be a great word of advice that you would give other ladies who are thinking about starting their own business, since you just went through it?
Or maybe want to be their own business, right? Like you guys say, you have 19 independent businesses that work for you, technically.
I think the biggest thing is being prepared. I mean, you don't want to just fly by the seat of your pants and try to open something out without having an understanding, because we faced that in the beginning. We had people that weren't prepared for what had happened. Thankfully, some of us were, and so we were able to continue to survive. But being prepared, make sure that you're ready for that, and then you're not going to make money right away. Everybody thinks they're going to open their own business and they're going to make $1 million. Well, the that doesn't happen. And it really honestly doesn't happen in this industry. So to understand that you're doing this because you love the business and you want to work hard and you're okay putting in hard work is, I think, probably the biggest piece of advice.
And having good mentorship too, I think, is helpful.
Good mentorship.
So now we know all about you guys. We got to know where to see you guys at. How do we come in and get your guys' services?
So the easiest way to book an appointment with us is probably through our website, which is MerakiRosco.com. The majority of the girls who work there are linked to our website through a booking system. A handful of them do their own booking, but we do showcase them a good amount on our social media. So they're pretty easy to find. Like our massage therapist, for instance, she does all of her own scheduling. So, but if we do get phone calls for massage, it's really easy for us just to refer them straight to her.
You do massages?
Yeah.
Oh, game changer. Now we can talk longer. More time, more air time.
Yeah, you just bought yourself more time.
Full service. Yeah, and she was at Weiss Morris in Beloit for quite a few. WM. In Beloit for a while. So she's got a good amount of background also. So she's worked at our salon for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. You made it through the pandemic. Things are rolling along. We appreciate all the insight and all the wonderful participation with 95.3 The Bull on promotions that we do sometimes. So we just want to thank you and wish you luck in March. Hope you enjoyed March. Before it's over, you still have time to salute yourself and pat yourself on the back.
We do. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for inviting us.